Okay, so welcome to a one-off meeting for the PNFD SDC8A schema modeling discussion on April 9. So normally we meet on the first Thursday of each month, but today we're meeting an additional time to discuss with Tin here some of what's been going on. So Tin, I'm just going to bring you up to speed with some of the discussions that we've been having. So we've been looking at four major topics. So one is there is a need to model in the platform information model the information about civic address and place and geolocation type information, address type information, as it relates to a PNF. second major topic is we're looking at the PNFD ETCS001 and how all the work in the information model above on point number one relates to the standards, which is probably what you're very interested in. And then point number three, we're looking at also the PNF descriptor and some of the fields there and how they relate back to some of the models that are in the platform information model. And then we're also looking at in the 5G space, there's a use case to define the 5G RAN service modeling, how to create a 5G service in ONAP based on 3GPP TS28.540 and 541, the 5G NRM network resource model. So I've been leading that use case. And I've asked other people to join, and and Xu also is also participating to discuss what models we can incorporate into the platform information model at first. So those are the main things. So for the civic address stuff, there's actually a Hey, Jacqueline joined.
Hello.
Hey, Jacqueline, how are you?
Not bad. Bad yourself?
Good. Good, thanks. Okay. So actually, I had done some analysis in during the plug and play release. I'm just bringing Tin up to speed here. And Jacqueline also did an analysis, and then we started meeting creating these one-off meetings. So we were looking at start off looking at the civic address information here from IETF RFC 4776, and basically the elements that are mentioned there describe a lot of address type information, and then how that information basically maps to the ANAI fields that are in the system. And there's a complex, like a data complex object in, think data center complex, as opposed to simple complex, right? Object that a PNF or XNF would associate with, probably a VNF would associate with. And so we started a discussion about something similar for a PNF, which would be this place object that Kevin Skaggs first talked about. So this place object would be driven from the TM4 GB922 and the MF78, and possibly incorporating some of the geolocation information from RFC 6225.
Hey, Ben, your voice is kind of fade in and fade out.
Oh, okay. all right. So I'll try to speak louder. I don't know what's going on. Maybe there's some noise or something. Okay. Can you hear me now? Am I coming in okay?
Right now it's fine.
Okay. So basically there's GB or RFC 6225, the geolocation standards, which defines the latitude, longitude, altitude, and some of these uncertainty and types and stuff. So We're looking to see essentially how some of these things might be incorporated into the ETSI standards, right? So I think one of our points was to look at the this the geolocation element to add to the list of TSCA data types. I think in the ETSI NFE SL001. So I think right now there's a civic address element there, and we were looking to see to add that into as a separate element. And then, I mean, just so you know, we're the modeling team, of which there are people on the call from the modeling team, yourself included, are looking at the developing the place object, which would be similar to the complex object, and it would have fields that are currently in the complex object, which are here. This is some of the fields in the complex object. But again, the complex object is oriented to defining something about a data center, right? Which is not the objective here. Here, we're trying to define place-related stuff as it would relate to a PNF. So let me stop there for a second. Do you have questions? Does that make sense so far?
More of a rationale of introducing the place. What's the purpose having place when you already have the other two set of attributes or parameters?
The other two set of parameters, what do you mean?
The civil address and geolocations.
Oh, okay. So so there's actually some overlap conceptually, of course, between, I mean, if you look at the civic address stuff, a lot of that stuff is here in these fields, and the latitude, longitude, elevation is also from the standards as well, right? So if I were to draw something, I would say in the flow, the general flow of stuff in ONAP, right, is that there's stuff within the standards, and in this case, the I think the relevant standards are RFC 6225 for the geolocation stuff, and the PS001. So basically, I think that stuff drives, that's going to drive as input to several things, right? So the SDCAD, the ANM schema, and the platform information model. So I think the standards suggest certain fields and things that should be used, and I think we take that information in, and it drives within. I think within. I mean, it drives within ONAP. the things that are used within ONAP. And in the platform, so I think what makes things a little bit more complex too is there's this complex object which represents a data center, and then there's this new place object that we're looking to develop, which will be similar address and geolocation stuff for a PNF, right? So the data complex stuff is basically, it's essentially the location of a VNF, right? That's, if you think of it that way, it's sort of like the location of a VNF, whereas this place object is sort of like the address stuff for PNF. And so when you have an actual instance of a PNF in AI, it'll associate itself with one of these two things based on the type of thing it is. Right, so you know, while the RFC 625 suggests some geolocation stuff, and you know, you can onboard, maybe onboard some, you can onboard some information, Tosca definitions and stuff. After in runtime, you're gonna actually populate things related to that the PNF's place. Jacqueline, did you want to add something to what I said?
Yeah, but can you go back to the Etsy? I think slide 18, where you showed earlier, Ben.
Slide 18, yeah.
So here, if I understand, you would like to introduce the geolocation element.
Correct. I think, right, Jacqueline, is that what we want to do?
I think it was sort of like this. It's not maybe as strong a statement as that.
Yeah.
What we sort of looked at it in this way, that here you do have a civic address, and given that that's already there, then the geolocation would be a good complement to that. If we assume that in the descriptor that you do have location information, and now we're not getting into how this is populated, but just, you know, the fact that it's present there,
yep,
then it would actually make sense to not just be able to specify a civic address, but to instead or as well specify a set of coordinates as a geolocation element. So here it's a question more of completing the spec, because we sort of see that the civic address isn't enough. Then I know there were questions before about how this location information is really going to be used, because that was sort of a separate issue. But here, just on the basis of, we know that certain things can't be expressed as a civic address. Certain places out in the world are just coordinates. So that would be a way of completing the spec.
Cell phone pole.
Yeah, for example.
And so in 5G, you know, when you have tens of thousands of just 50 to 100 meter range, millimeter wave, you know, our radio units or BDUs and stuff, you're going to need to define, the location will become a lot more important than just an actual address. Like a part of the DU, part of the GNB, might not be on, you know, 12 Main Street, but rather might be on the telephone pole on that corner of this dirt frontage road, right?
Yeah, okay. So right now, if I interpret, is that the RFC 4776 is not sufficient?
So RFC 4776 was superseded by RFC 6225. Well, yes. So the RFC 4776 CA type. Oh, I thought you were I thought you were referring to RFC 3825, which got superseded by RFC 6225. Yeah, that's kind of like what Jacqueline is saying, is that these are the elements from 4776 for the civic address elements. And what's kind of missing is the stuff from RFC 6225, right?
Okay. So wouldn't that better? Wait, can you go back previous slide? Is 6225 supersede 4776?
No. Sorry, I misspoke. RFC 6225 supersedes the previous geolocation standard 3825.
Okay.
Yeah. 4776 is fine. There's nothing wrong with it. It's just that it's.
But I remember I looked it back a long time ago. I thought 4776 do have geolocation material. Do they?
That's the problem, is that they're described in two separate specs. So the geolocation and the civic address are they use the same sort of mechanisms, but the actual, the definitions of an actual location are separate. It's two separate specs.
Okay. And I guess you're asking me today for assistance is how we can introduce 6.2.2.5 into Etsy specification.
That's right. For
adaptations for own app.
That's right.
Okay. Let's assume that the teams are evaluate and you already establish your rationale and your use case for having a new geolocation information as part of this civic address. Have you gone through with discussion with the IAM resource group? The team in modeling?
The modeling team, yes. Yeah.
That's run by Shu.
So we have, so the reason why we have these one-off meetings is to hold discussions on this topic. So because they're dedicated sort of working meetings to discuss this. So we regularly meet with people in the modeling team who are, Andy and so forth, and Kevin Skaggs. We've been talking to them for months. Yeah. So we will be making a presentation as well periodically when the team feels like we're ready to present stuff. But Jacqueline has presented this at the modeling team a couple times actually. So.
Okay.
Yeah. Here, I think we also have to sort of say like this. We haven't submitted a use case, and the reason I'm sort of talking about completing the spec has more to do with.
So there is a relevant use case. There is a relevant use case.
Yeah, of course.
So the essentially the plug and play use case at any time is ready to accept the use of the geolocation stuff. So it is a requirement in the. During plug and play, that's when you're going to need to figure out or fill in eventually the the PNF itself may not report it, but that's the sort of the time where you're going to fill that sort of information in, whether it's from, where are we getting that, where are we going to populate that information from? But the sort of tracking of the place information and the geolocation stuff kind of is part of it's an element of the PNF use case right now but it continually is sort of pushed out as low priority because it's being worked in modeling right now, right? So that's where it is, and that's why I've put the recordings of all our meetings in the plug and play use case.
Let me make my point another way.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right. I mean, we have the need for the location in the plug and play use case. We need to do some adjustments in AI in the resource information model, and I think probably in the registration event as well, right? To include the geolocation, but none of these is sort of including the Etsy side, and this is sort of where right now. We can do most of the plug and play stuff without affecting Etsy, but given that Etsy already does have this location information, that it would be useful to have not just civic address but geolocation as well on the descriptor side, because that could be an enabler to make these use case the plug and play use case more complete, because if you can get some of this information on the descriptor side, that it opens up more possibilities.
Well said. Yes.
And I don't think we have the Etsy aspects. I don't think you've put those into the flows for PNF yet because of this fact that we don't have a way of getting in the geolocation on the Etsy side.
Yeah. Yeah, that's all set.
Okay, so let's put aside that the ONAP side, you have a valid, not valid, but you have a strong use case and the communities adopt what you're proposing to add this information element. The question now is, what's the process of getting into the standards? I think that's one of the questions you're gonna ask me, right?
Yeah, and that's what we don't know, or at least I don't know as well, so.
Okay, so I can provide some backgrounds on that. The best approach, there's a couple approach. One approach would be individual company would submit it to standard body, in this case would be ETSI, IFA, and Seoul, and introduce the use case and then push it through for standardization work. The second approach would be using the channel that we established, the working relationship between ETSI and ONAP through ONAP contact like me, is instead of come as an individual, we can come as an ONAP community requesting ETSI to considering adding this attribute. We've done that in the past for many of the ONAP attributes requirements last year. And I think that's a much better approach because it has a stronger community backing and help, knowing that there is a specific use case. And then I think ETSI already recognized that ONAP is adopting a lot of the modeling that we have. So I think they would favorable to consider how to incorporate and expedite it. So I think that's probably the best approach. Now, one approach would be this team go directly to ONAP or go through the modeling team like Shu. I think he's been running the resource,
yeah, yeah.
I am.
Right.
So he would prepare a content in the weekly page, and then myself as a ONAP contact, I would take that materials and then request to ETSI IFA and Seoul Working Group to considering it and incorporating to the future specifications. So that's just the basics workflow process. The next question I would ask is a timeline. Of course, I would like to know what the timeline for this project or this activity. When would you incorporate that into Pacific ONAP release and see what's best, how best we can incorporate into the
end? Yes. So is there a little bit of a chicken and egg thing here? So I mean, should we incorporate it? We probably shouldn't incorporate it ahead of the standards, right? So the standard should kind of lay the groundwork for when we would use it. So yeah, R7, the Guilin timeline is tentatively May 6th is the sign-off date for R7. And then basically 27 and a half weeks later, 28 weeks later is the standard release cycle. So about 7 months later would put us into roughly December, January would be the start of release 8. So I would say it would be nice to have this in, you know, by the end of the year, basically.
By the end of the year?
Right.
Okay. Okay. Now,
at the very latest, you know, so sooner would be nice, but
okay. Let me share what Etsy have right now, mm-hmm. the timeline. I'll start with Soul Working Group. Soul Working Group for release two, and by the way, I assume you want this to be part of the release two specifications. Meaning, because I think earlier I saw some reference to the reference to Soul 251. So I assume this is part of the release two spec. So release two spec, the next round of maintenance is by end of August. And that's the Soul 001 edition 281.
Soul edition
001. Edition ED 281. Yeah. That's basically saying ED mean editions.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Edition 281. Version 2.8.1, but for shorthand it called 281. That's fine.
Okay.
Okay. And that's mid-year. And right now we are working on that. Mm-hmm. And the questions Etsy would ask, or iPhone Soul would ask, is this geolocation, is it new features, or is it maintenance, right? That's something we have to decide to introduce. Is it new features or maintenance? Because we are in the maintenance now. We're not supposed to introduce new capability, new features, new use cases.
What is this? What's it? So a new feature is like a new use case, a brand new use case, and a maintenance is a tweak on an existing use case?
Yeah, mainly maintenance is tweaking, bug fix, something that in the previous release, we did not technically solve it. So now we are solving it as a part of the maintenance, our gap in our release because we didn't have a technical solution certain time. So
the time plan depends again on how we're actually, how we classify this basically. Because if it's a new feature, we're sort of, we might have problems getting this into version two, but if we can justify it as maintenance, then we still have a shot. Is that what we're saying?
First of all, say end of June, not August. I misspoke earlier, Ben. It's end of June.
Okay.
I misspoke there, sorry. But now that's before coronavirus issue. So the planning could change, okay? The answer here, we have to do two steps, but there's two places we need to get buy off. One is Soul Working Group, the other one is IFA, right? Because we have to sync up to the IFA 11 information models and then the IFA 15 for data model and all that. So we also have to sync up, but we can do both on the same parallel track, meaning that we can submit a CR to IFA Working Group and Soul Working Group to have the technical solution ready. So as soon as IFA adopt it, we can turn around and ask Soul to adopt it at the same time. But we have to get buy-in by two groups. Okay?
Well, this is one thing I'm actually wondering because I don't remember if I had the IFA spec information in that PowerPoint that we had done. But I'm looking at IFA 14, and actually in IFA 14, this geographical location info, the way it's described is that it could include geographic coordinates. So the question is whether this is sort of already implicit in the current IFA spec, in which case, like I was saying before, it may just be a completion on the Soul level spec to add the possibility to have coordinates. Now I've got maybe an older version of IFA 14 and it might have changed since then. So we'd have to double check that. But if this is sort of, if it's implicitly already included in the existing parameters in and the existing information elements in IFA 14, do we need to get a confirmation on IFA level that that's okay, or can we just sort of go to SOL level and state that, you know, based on what the IFA 14 spec says, we want to, it's more like a bug fix in that case. Something seems to be missing from SOL 001 and we just want to complete it so that IFA 14 is really completely fulfilled.
I can go back, we can go back and take a look, because I think IFA 14 also covered PNF, if I recall.
It's the PNF here that we're concerned about.
Yeah.
So much less than the VNF, to be honest.
If there are some language that's give hint that they do need geolocations and we misinterpret, then it might be easier to go to SOL working group and then improve the spec on stage three. And remember, we always, stage two, which is IFA, they're supposed to define the parameters or the attributes, but they don't need to go down to detail. Could be perhaps that when SOL, we didn't see there's a need for geo location type coordinates. So we can go back and introduce and update that without having to go back to IFA working group. Okay. And I think that could be possible also. But that's something we need to, I need to do a little bit of homework with someone, experts in your side, to dub crisscross to make sure that we can use what they have and try to leverage out the existing stage two and then try to fix on stage three type of spec. But if they don't have it in stage two, then we have to go back and fix in stage two. But I think the bottom line is it makes much sense try to get it into the release two, because ONAP right now is adopting release two. You're not adopting any of release three of ETSI at the moment. So forcing ONAP to go
when is release three
just for one attribute missing is really big to me.
When is release three, just out of curiosity?
Release three is the evolutions of ETSI. It has a set of new feature capability that built on top of release two. It addressed multiple area.
When is it though?
Improvement of manual stacks, improving across domains, improving serviceability, reliabilities, securities, and so forth. So it's a lot of new enhancements. And I have a slide deck that I present.
Oh, but do you know when it is? When is it due to start or come out?
Okay, I'm sorry. Release three for SOL specifications is scheduled to be mid year.
2021?
No, 20.
Oh, it's due to come out at the same time as SOL edition 281.
Yes, we are on two track. You know, track one is the maintenance track, which is a 281, and then the release three, which is the edition 331. So you can put there release three edition 331.
331. Okay.
Yeah. So that's that's end of June there. But now, just to be noted, so the release 3 mid-year has limited features, because when Etsy ISG, NFV ISG define what release 3, they have like a long list of 10 or 15 new features. But Soul Working Group, first round of publications, I believe we can do about maybe 4 or 5 import feature that has high priority to the members. Okay. If you want, if we have time, I can show you the slide that talk what features is scheduled for that.
So let me ask, if we introduce this into SOL001 edition, you know, release 2, would it automatically go also be incorporated into release 3?
Most likely, yes. Very highly, yes.
Okay.
But you have to do the extra work. You have to create two CRs. You know, but that's just a paperwork, paper trail for get it in.
Okay.
Now, okay. So that's a rough timeline. Just to note one more important thing, the addition to 8.1 at the moment in Soul Working Group and IFA, well, at least IFA, they stopped making any more maintenance. All right? Okay? On their spec on release 2. All right. So I believe it's important that we try to get it into 2.8.1 and then backport to IFA as needed. Now we need to find a creative way to see if IFA 14 have hint that they do need geolocation for coordinates, and see how we can leverage that.
Okay, that sounds like a good idea. Can you help us with that, or do I don't know how to create these CR things? So you see, we need to make a CR. Against the edition 281, right?
CR, I can help, or one of the member in the team can write a CR, right? Okay. That's individual company or group of company can jointly work together.
Yeah.
But I think what we need is concrete proposal in the IAM resource information model.
Okay. So Jacqueline, we can also present again. I mean, just to make sure that it's fresh in everybody's minds, I think. Yeah. So in that proposal, what do you need? Tin, a recording, a slide presentation? What do you want? But what do you want? And we can make this, it's just a, you know, we can just turn this into a slide package, a two or three slide package if you want.
Okay.
Is that what's needed?
Yeah. Okay. Go back to slide 18.
Well, let me. Sorry. Jacqueline Grumbly.
18.
Oh, wait. Here?
No, 18, that's 8. Keep going down.
Well, the slides got renumbered, I think. This is the new thing here.
Oh, okay, then slide 3.
This one?
Yeah. Okay, so here's a slide 3. Basically, what you're asking is to add a geolocation element into this data type location info, right?
Right, right.
Now, since you are asking to solve one, that's stage 3, so we also need to go look back into IFA 14 and make a table, copy their table, and then insert this specific line, okay? That way we know that we are asking IFA to add this information element or this name, attribute names into their spec and solve spec. And then from there, if we agree on it, then individual member can write the actual CR, detailed CR to put it in.
While we're here, Ben, could you check up on the where we're talking about PNFD, if we actually had the IFA spec at that point, if we have the IFA definition there? Or did we, maybe you don't have those slides in this presentation. Might have.
Sure. Which one are you?
Yeah, it's been a while since I looked at this. I'm not sure actually if it's in the location part or if it's in the PNFD part. Can we go up to?
Let me just scan here. All the layers, address data, version, location comparison. You want to see in these other ones if it's already kind of there? Is that what you're looking for?
Yeah. Oh, there. Here. Right there. Perfect. Yes. Okay, so yeah, so this, and this was in an older version, right? This is in IFA 14251. But this geographical location info attribute, the content was not specified on IFA level at that point. I don't know if that's changed. And the description here, if you read it, it says, it provides information about the geographical location. E.g., geographic coordinates or address of the building, etc., of the PNF. Now, to me, that means that at the time this version of the spec was written, there was an idea that this geographical location could be of possibly a few different types, one of which was civic address and one of which was geographic coordinates. So, in my mind, I think this actually already on IFA level fulfills what we want. And I do think that that's, maybe we have to sort of revamp this slide a bit and say that that's our assumption about the interpretation of this description and make sure that in the latest version of the IFA 14 spec that it's still, that it still has this sort of wording and that, the later versions of the spec haven't locked out that possibility. But to me, that would mean that if it is still like this, that we probably don't need to renegotiate IFA 14, but we might want to mention to them that the SOL level spec actually didn't cover all the aspects that are implied by this.
Yeah, okay, so maybe actually, what we could do, Jacqueline, Actually, instead of introduce a new one, let me go back and look at it. Just give me a minute here. Now that's where's slide three? Go slide four again. Ben, yeah. Slide four. Yeah. Okay. So we could do your approach because I think you have enough justifications to say that's the intent of stage two, that to include geolocations coordinates. Somehow we overlooked it. So basically you are asking Soil Working Group to add that in, and how we do it up to us. And you, I mean, up to Soil Working Group, but at least you propose one possible solutions, which right. is showing on slide three.
Right.
Now, the sooner the better. You think you can get something into the IM team and
Jacqueline and I can make a presentation. I'll contact Shu today to see if we can get a spot to present.
Yeah, because I think we have in the slide packs that we already have, I think we have all of the background information. We just need to maybe basically polish up this slide a little bit more and maybe it probably doesn't need so much more than that.
So what there's a couple things happening on logistics and process that will help me a lot to help champion this into the Etsy. Next Monday, if you can introduce it and get it onto the IAM team wiki page, some form of slide set that's simplified that you can introduce to Etsy folks. And then Tuesday, subcommittee, modeling subcommittee, you can endorse that the slide deck that you can ask ONAP contacts to reach out to Etsy to considering implement this. I don't know you require a vote or not, but that's up to the modeling subcommittee. As soon as that happens, what I can do is I can put in the agenda for Soil Working Group to review and consider. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, that's one part. If that timeline or that process is a little bit too heavy and it'll cause delay, Jacqueline, you have some Ericsson delegates. What you could do also is to work as a delegate. As an individual company, you can pre-introduce it next week to Etsy if you want through your Etsy delegates, and then represent as a Ericsson paper, and then as soon as ONAP modeling team get approved and so forth, we can reconcile that as an ONAP requirements or request. But there's two approaches you can do that. But it's up to the team how fast, how quick you want it to get it in.
Okay, so I could take, yeah, as you say, I mean, I could take it to my Etsy reps and work out a proposal to present. I'm interpreting that then as you wouldn't object to this. So if Ericsson presents something like this, that now you've got the rationale for it, and because I'm guessing, you know, even if it's maybe not a complicated fix, it's not something you know, particularly strange, but I'm sure someone will come up with questions and reasons not to do this. But I'm just wondering, you know, if we managed to get some presentation material together, that we send it to you so you can sort of make sure that it makes sense and that you can support it as well.
Yeah, if you choose to go fast route as an individual company, I can work with Ben to make sure that, you know, Nokia is fully support this, and I can work in and probably endorse and co-sign the paper with Ericsson's on that. But I don't know the whole background, so I need to work through with my colleague. But I think Ben has a lot more detailed background. I'm pretty sure that shouldn't be a problem for me to get up to speed and see how I can help you.
Sure. So Jacqueline, I think maybe, you know, when we co-present, maybe you can present these first few slides, and then I can talk about the later few slides. So that would be one way to sort of split the presentation. I think this would be the summary that, you know, you found in ETSI-NFV IFA 0014, and later, presumably later, that there's this information that's already there. And that essentially we're asking to complement the 001 version 2.8.1, which is slated for Okay, great. So that's the rough proposal. And so the first thing we want to do is, of course, sort of get this seal of approval from the information modeling and platform information model, which again we presented it before, but maybe we'll make a more focused presentation here. So we open with a slide with that it's in. This geolocation is in the CNFV, and it's missing the
we probably no? I know you're thinking PNF, but we probably have to say PNF.
Sure, okay.
Yeah. Just so we don't lose
yes,
that somewhere.
Sure, sure. Okay.
But actually, in the IFA, which is slide 3, right, Ben? IFA 14 is slide 3, right?
Yeah.
Geolocations. Okay.
Is that okay?
But I thought geolocations is a share, meaning that it's applicable for network service and VNF. That's something I need to go back and look.
A geolocation, how it applies to the VNF is more like that's the data center that's associated with the VNF. Whereas the geolocation, like a coordinate, Earth coordinates for a PNF is more where the physical box is located, right? So PNF generally has some kind of physical box associated with it. And a VNF generally sort of has a data center that houses its, you know, its resources. Whether it's a virtual machine or a container or whatever, right? So, does that make sense?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So,
Can I make a suggestion also? I think giving this, I don't know how fast we as ONAP side, I would say maybe 2 weeks.
Okay. Yeah.
What's your guy think? Would you be able to get in 1 week? I mean, next month, well, Monday, no, that's probably not going to be possible because Monday is Easter holiday for Europeans. So I would say safely it's going to be 2 weeks by the time you'll be able to get something out for me to take it to Etsy.
Yeah. So, I mean, we need to get it into the agenda first. So there's no guarantee that, because I didn't ask for it last, you know, Jacqueline, and I didn't ask for it last week. We're not guaranteed to have a spot, as it were, this week, right? So we can try that.
Well, you know, I have that standing point about PNF instance maybe we can piggyback onto that a little bit.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Because, I mean, technically we need this more for PNF instance, but this is sort of a spin-off of that. Which means that I also have to do something for PNF instance. But it is true that this coming Monday, I think there was going to be a meeting, but without
decisions.
Exactly, it was without decisioning. So that would mean, I mean, we could present something, but it doesn't really mean anything at that meeting. So that puts us...
At least it gets it in the people's heads that there's something we need to do here. So,
yeah. I guess we could take it then. If we present on this coming Monday, we could present again at the modeling subcommittee. But the question is, I mean, how do we want to force it that way? Or do we...
My guess is we'll probably present a couple of times, right? So I would say... The more times we get it in front of people, the better, I feel. So I don't think it hurts to at least, even if it's just a teaser and then we get a slot in later, that wouldn't be any worse than asking for it in the first place once. Yeah. So
we do this as sort of a dry run. Do a quick presentation and see how it goes from there. Okay.
Hey Ben, one thing you can add for the IM guys, the timelines.
That
this team need to have this attribute.
That's a good point. That's a very good point. Yes, thank you.
So they can work on their projects.
If it's one thing I'm good at is making PowerPoint slides. So
now I know that you guys doing 251. For me, I don't talk about 251 anymore.
Yeah. So we can update. Yeah, those were the standards.
Is there a problem if we put in 281? Because there's no way I'm going to go back and put in 251.
Yeah.
What are we actually based on now in ONAP? In terms of the information model, I'm actually not sure what we updated to. So I guess we should take whatever we ended up baselining to in the end, because there was an update. There was some update of the information model to some later version of Etsy, but I don't remember now what it was.
Yeah. But whatever change we're going to put in, it will be 281. Of so one.
I'm just trying to see if I can find that, because I know, I mean, we've discussed this a couple of times that we should do some sort of uplift of like to the latest of Etsy, but I don't think we got to 281.
So 10 after 281, is there a 282 or is there nothing after that?
Right now, 281 probably will be the last one.
Okay.
The last maintenance.
And SL001 edition 331, what is there, 332 after that? Is that what?
That will be 341.
before one. I see. Yeah. And will there be a half year cycle between those? When is 3-4-1 due to come out? December?
There'll be most likely right now, we are trying to do every 6 months a maintenance release.
Okay, I see. And I see. Okay. And the IFA standards is the latest one is what's the latest
IFA
is it 28 or did you say 281? Is it near
give me a minute. Let me take a look. I don't think IFA do 281. Let me check with the IFA chair what their timeline is on IFA. Mm. I don't have all the detail. Mm. So don't quote me on that at IFA. But right now, I think based on what Jacqueline mentioned on IFA 14, I think we can work with what's already there. So we don't need to go back fix IFA 14. So let's not introduce into the complexity of IFA right now. Mm. Assuming that the IFA stage two already has intent to have geo coordinate locations. And right now we just need to focus on getting into the source specifications. So okay. I would delete the IFA 14 timeline.
Delete the IFA 14 timeline?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now I'm looking for when we last uplifted the resource information model to a new version of either IFA or Etsy or the, you know or Sol or whatever, and I'm not finding anything past 251. So it might be that we're actually due for that in the information model anyways. But Ben, that would be another reason we might have to present, because if the resource information model is stuck on an older version of the Sol specs, then that's sort of another reason to take up this point that there's probably other things that should be updated. Mm. And then it would be great if we could take this in as well. Mm.
Makes sense. Mm. Okay.
Yeah, I've been mentioned that to the IAM team, resource team, that they need to work into ONAP to get upgrade the Sol specification and VNAP package and all the template up to the latest maintenance release. I don't know where the timeline is.
Yeah, I think, you know, the problem is like this, that from an informational model point of view, that's just UML, and I mean we can do that in terms of documentation. But then, you know, the implementation underneath that, when you get to the Sol specs, when you get especially to the descriptors where you're talking about the Tosca types, then there's a code impact.
Yeah.
And
the SDC and SO and all those guys.
Yeah. And so here the question is like, I mean, where does that end up getting placed in terms of, I mean, if it's not just a modeling subcommittee thing, but actually, you know, going in and reopening the data model discussion to get in a newer version of Sol 001. I'm not sure what that does to our timeline. And I'm not either sure what it does in terms of you know, what we have to promise in terms of developers to be able to get that in, actually.
This is Fred Oliver. I'm just a comment. And that in some of the other Etsy tasks we're proposing, we're actually have proposed up to moving all the standards models up to 271. Which is the currently published version of the two specs. And there's several modeling efforts going about to go on at least try and move forward to 2-7-1. But again, I think going to 2-8-1, I think we'll just, since it's not being published until to June timeframe and probably later, given some of the current activities, I doubt we'll be able to get anything in the 2-8-1 into Guilin because it won't be standardized in time.
Yeah. Okay, so right now you are looking at release 7, right? Guilin release. Okay.
A little skewed, actually. Let me see 3. Maybe every 2 months here, so August. All right. So right now we're looking at June, these two things. Oops. And this is stretching out 6 months. Okay. Then Guilin really starts at the sign off, which is May 6th, roughly here. All right. Okay. Is there anything else you want to add to the timeline? So basically I said, here's the basic ONAP timeline. Release 6 starts. So the Frankfurt lease, which is now, and it's due roughly at sign off is May 6th. Guilin will M0 is anticipated to be May 6th, and likely the sign off is sometime at the end of the year, but it might get pushed up because of the holidays and stuff. And then we're saying the Etsy SL001, that's, you said June, so end of June, right? Right, Tim, you said end of June. And in current in parallel end of June as well. Okay. Any comments on this? We'll make this Linux Foundation green here. All right, so we're over time. Thank you everybody for joining. I hope this is really productive, and I will upload these slides and upload the recording from today's talk also. On our thing and send out email. Okay, thanks everybody. Have a good day.
Hey Ben. Oh,
yes.
Jacqueline, you have time for about 5 minutes? Because I was looking back to the RFC. I wondered, it's somewhat already said that you could use it. The geolocation with the old RFC number.
3825.
Yeah.
The
3825.
Yeah.
So maybe there's no need to.
Oh. You're saying it's already there.
Yeah, that this is why I was going to check, because I haven't done enough deep dive into the RFC, and I assume one of you online already done, and I was going to ask the questions. Can I get the share screen?
Sure, of course, yeah.
I mean, if you have to go, then...
I can stay for a few minutes, yeah, it's fine.
Okay. So here's the RFC. Okay. Only one place talk about this, right? Describe option for convey geolocations.
That's sort of the split that I was talking about, that you have the geospatial information, which is the geolocation in that reference 15, and then this one, it's civic and postal address. So, and the text is sort of interesting because it says both geospatial and civic formats can be used simultaneously. So, I mean, again, on a technical level, these two match together. I mean, it's two parts of the same thing. So on a technical level, I don't see a problem with this, but then it's the question of how to actually get it in and through, you know, jump through all the hoops to get it accepted.
When you say accepted, what do you mean accepted, in Etsy, or how it the template?
I think it's only in Etsy, right? I don't think, well, I mean, okay, in Etsy, and then getting it into the ONAP code, of course. So it's both of those. But the main thing, I guess, would be getting the needed attribute into SOL 001. Because, I mean, there it's just a question of having a definition of that new attribute. The rest, as you say, I mean, this on the IETF level, it's sort of clear that it was intended to be this RFC plus the other one. I mean, they're not meant to be separated, but you still need that on the SOL level, right?
Well, SOL level, like you have earlier, I have to dig into it. It has a CA type and CA value, right? So if CA type, if I look at CA type, search CA, let me search CA type. Where's all my CA? Maybe CA. If one of the key of CA type say geo, then I have a way to use this RFC.
No, see, that was sort of the problem, is that these CA types are really, really detailed. It's a really detailed breakdown of all the different parts you can have of a civic address. I didn't find anything directly that seemed to support the idea that you could swap that out towards coordinates. It's really address oriented.
Okay.
Yeah, because that would have been great, of course, if they had some sort of provision for saying, well, you know, if you use this CA type, then actually what you mean is a set of coordinates. But they didn't seem to do it in that way.
Okay.
For whatever reason.
Okay, so maybe we overlook it. So, because when we look at it earlier days, we say, well, that's good enough spec that we can just endorse
our... 4776, you just found, has location information in it. Is that right? I just saw on the table there. Up above, right? You highlighted the location up more and more and more. More and more.
Going up?
Right there. Additional location information, LOC, is the... Oh, South Wing. No, that's not the location. I thought that was... Never mind.
No.
That was actual location.
No, I mean, this is one of the things that I actually, I chewed through it pretty thoroughly when I did my initial PowerPoint, and I didn't find anything useful. I mean, we could maybe, you know, kludge it in some way and say, well, like that, you know, that the additional location info is some sort of string, and that represents, you know, comma separated values of a geolocation, but it gets really, really artificial. I mean, if we don't manage to get this at Etsy at all, then that could be an option. You know, we use a string that would be, you know, used for something else really. And anyways, we're not, I don't think, copying this straight off in that way. But yeah, so I mean, if we were doing just sort of a hacks solution, we could stuff geolocation into that CA type 22. But it's not a practical solution in a sense.
Yeah.
I mean, but you know, that would be, I guess, what we would do if we're totally stopped on this. If there's nowhere else we can do this. Etsy doesn't want to add in an extra attribute at this point, and then we're stuck. So it would be sort of like we would overload that CA type and say, well, in this particular case, you can also specify geolocation based on the other RFC, given the fact that they're anyways tightly linked, these two RFCs.
Okay. I just wanted to double check. Okay, I think that's probably sufficient that we can work it in. I hope it's a simple fix.
All right. So we should probably end. So we'll keep you up to date, Tim. All right. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.